One of the often ignored side effects of war is the decimation of cultural artefacts. During the Syrian civil war, all UNESCO World Heritage sites have been severely damaged or destroyed, including the Palmyra Islamic Citadel and the Great Mosque of Aleppo. Opening today in the High Court of Australia, photography exhibition Culture Under Attack tells the story of how cultural heritage sites and treasures have been devastated in the crossfire of war and conflict around the world. The Wire's Sophie Comer spoke to Australian Red Cross Manager of Advocacy and International Humanitarian Law, Yvette Zengen-Hagen, about how this destruction breaks international law.
We think about international humanitarian law often in terms of protections of people, such as children, civilians, humanitarian aid workers, but actually there's a whole other component to it that also protects civilian property, and included in that is cultural heritage such as painting, artworks, monuments, museum artefacts, all those sorts of things, because it really goes to the heart and soul of a culture of a people and our broader sense of humanity. And the law recognises this is a really important aspect of human life that needs protecting during times of conflict.
So the destruction of cultural heritage is more than simply material damage.
Recently around the world, there's types of things that are destroyed date back thousands of years. So, for example, in Mali, there's currently a first ever trial for war crimes at the International Criminal Court in relation to the destruction of cultural property. And it relates to mosques dating back to the 15th century, thousands of ancient manuscripts. And when we lose that, we lose so much a part of the cultural identity of that place and of those people. I think it's a real loss to humanity as a whole.
How has photographic art brought out the tragedy of this?
It starts in World War II and shows some of the destruction that took place in European cities such as London and Dresden during World War II, and also a lot of the cultural objects that were plundered by the Nazis, and people might be familiar with movies such as The Woman in Gold and The Monuments Men in terms of ways in which cultural property was protected and given back, and there were a number of restitution cases for people who had had pieces of property taken away from them. It looks at, for example, Syria and the way in which cultural property is on the one hand being destroyed but also being protected. There's a very powerful image of a museum in Damascus and all its shelves are empty because museum artefacts have been taken off the shelves and into safe vaults so that they can't be destroyed. There are also a couple of pieces on display from the war memorial as well, which are particularly interesting.
What cultural artefacts have Daesh been attacking and destroying in Syria and the Middle East in recent times?
We've seen various armed groups targeting places such as mosques, churches, very significant archaeological sites in Iraq. There was a monastery south of Mosul in September 2014 that was destroyed. It was the oldest monastery in Iraq. It dated back over 1,000 years. Similarly, in Syria, there's been a very well-publicised case of the destruction of cultural property in Palmyra, which was very well-known. It was an absolutely incredible archaeological site that, again, dated back to 17 AD and that has been almost completely destroyed at the hands of armed groups.
There was also recently Palmyra, wasn't there, in the Syrian desert?
There were a number of very large monuments and structures that were destroyed there. The former antiquities director of that archaeological site was also killed at the time of the destruction as well. And these are places that have stood as a symbol of human endeavour for thousands of years, and once they're gone, we can't get them back.
What might motivate extremists to destroy and raise cultural sites?
Sometimes it's a lack of knowledge of the law and that these sites are protected. It may well be that people are using these sites as military bases, in which case there might be a military advantage to try and attack these sites. But there can also be a far more sinister reason for attacking cultural sites. And I think part of that is the erasure of an entire memory of particular groups and particular people. And that, I think, is the most serious breach of some of these laws.
How do international humanitarian law authorities work to protect and repair such cultural monuments and objects?
So there are a number of groups that try and work towards better protections for cultural property. The Red Cross movement has a really important role to play in promoting these laws. They're incredibly important. There is also bodies like the International Criminal Court that can prosecute people for breaching international law. And as I mentioned, there's currently the first case at the International Criminal Court for war crimes relating to the destruction of cultural property. So that is a significant example of where international law has been used to hold people accountable for the destruction of cultural property.
Yvette Zengen-Hagen, Australian Red Cross Manager of International Humanitarian Law, speaking to The Wire's Sophie Comer.